You're listening to The Unique Perspective, a podcast which believes that everyone is unique and has a story to share. I'm Makim, and in this podcast, I discuss from daily life experiences and the lessons to books, movies, lifestyle habits, and much more with some of my extraordinary friends and people that I know. I assure you that from every episode you listen to, you'll learn something new and interesting. So join me every Saturday, and yeah, keep on listening. It's Makim, and welcome to another episode of The Unique Perspective. So, in the descriptions of this podcast, you must have read a word, lifestyle. So, we're going to work on that today. Today, we are going to talk about change. Change, the word we are all afraid of. A person once said, "Never be afraid of change. You may lose something good, but you might gain something even better." So, now, what is change and why do we fight it? Change in terms of our life means bringing difference in our lifestyle. If we change ourselves, we do not remain the same person we were yesterday. But why do we avoid it? Some people would say that they are too lazy to accept change in the lifestyle. But this isn't the real reason why. We humans are too arrogant to accept a difference in our lifestyle. We think we are too perfect to make a change in. We keep moving in the same direction we were heading to without even realizing that change is so important in our life. Is change necessary? Change is not necessary, but it will surely lead you to a better you. Change is recommended in your lifestyle, whether you are a student or a doctor or an engineer or anything else. It affects us all in the same way. Even nature is based on the principle of change. For example, weather, which changes every hour to hour day to day. And organisms, they change, they grow. But how to adopt a change? To adopt a change is quite simple. First way is with the 21-19 technique. It states that it takes 21 days to make a habit and 90 days to build a lifestyle. Scientists have proven that this rule can be followed by anyone. If you have the determination to change yourself and honesty to yourself, you will surely be able to build a lifestyle for yourself. First of all, decide what habit you need to change in yourself. But ask yourself how this habit will bring a change in my lifestyle and how it will lead me towards a better me. Then follow this habit for 21 days. Soon, you would find that this rule really does work and you would like to start constituting a lifestyle. Decide and deliberate on the lifestyle you would like to adapt to. Then simply follow this for 90 days. There are several, like many ways other than this one, like this technique, but it's like the most efficient one if you want to change yourself in a short period of time. Now, a few days ago, I was reading this article on the web about like how to bring a change yourself, or you can say transform yourself from who you were yesterday. So like it said mainly that we should, first of all, like the foremost and the first ever rule is that we should see ourselves from some other person's perspective. Like if we keep on seeing ourselves like from within, and then we would not, you know, would like to change ourselves. But like if you really want to make a change in yourself or bring about a change, you should really look from another perspective, and then you may find some whatever qualities you want to change or whatever habits you want to change. And one more thing, that if you want to change yourself from being a lazy person, or you can't complete all your goals that you had set for yourself, another rule for this is that you set realistic goals. If you set realistic goals, then only you can, you know, complete them and feel good about yourself that you did this today or whatever time period, like a week or a month. And if you set a realistic goal, then it would also make you feel good about yourself, like you are making progress towards your goal. And a small aspect of the next way to change yourself is already located and it cannot easily be found if you have practiced the earlier rules. That is, you need to find that particular thing about yourself which you need to change, like whatever habit. Suppose it's a bad habit like biting nails. So if you have already noticed it, it's like a very good thing and you can work on it. But the main thing is to look for that tiny small gray area in your lifestyle or in yourself. So now, and this was something that I had discussed about bringing a change, what you can do with yourself. And also it is important to keep your criticizers close, because you must have read, like, many people say that criticism is gold. It is like the most important thing in the world if you want to make developments in yourself. So you should always listen to your criticizers, because you know, ultimately they help you bring out the best in yourself. Another thing you can do to bring out a change in yourself is to motivate yourself, because you are the person who can bring a change in you. So, and also, if you want to achieve a goal, you should have a sincere desire for it. Like, you really, if you really, really want it, then only you can make progress in yourself. And one more thing you can do is that you should make yourself accountable for even the tiniest of your mistakes, and you know, work on them and acknowledge your mistakes, and then maybe look into the future look towards your development. And last but not least is that you should get out of your comfort zone, because comfort zones are what keeps us from us to achieving our goals in you know, when the time comes. And if you stay in your comfort zones and do not get out of them to achieve them, then your, you know, all this progress you just made just goes to the bin, you can say. So yeah, that those are the few of the techniques you can use to bring about a change in yourself. Now, there's only one secret, like a little secret left in all this, that it is continuation is the key. To adapt to a change or adapt to a change, all you need is determination and continuation. It is very easy to make a decision regarding change, but then we come back to our normal starting point. We feel too lazy to follow it. There are many people we come across every day who decide something and follow it for 2-3 days and then forget all about it. Maybe we ourselves are one of them. It is the human nature. For example, ask yourself how many times you have decided to exercise daily. Even New Year resolutions are made on this. Some people really do follow them, and I appreciate the effort. But again, most of us retire to our same old lifestyle. Maybe after a week or two, or at most a month, most of us would be like, who will go out in this weather, or I don't feel like going. This is what usually happens to us, but it is only human. So after listening to this episode, you may feel that you need to change your lifestyle, but it ain't so easy, right? Tell me how the 2190 rule turned out, or suggest what you would like to hear in the next episode by recording your message at anchor.fm/theuniqueperspective.com. You can now follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, Radio Public, Breaker, and Stitcher. And finally, don't forget to share this podcast as much as you can with your friends and family. So for now, I bid you all goodbye. Until the next episode, peace out.